Hello, fellow safety and health professional, and welcome to another podcast and a series of podcasts based on an article in Safety and Health magazine that's all about you. While working at a decommissioned nuclear power plant with a demolition team a couple of years ago, I was a senior radiation safety technician. On occasions, I was assigned to being a gatekeeper. I had to let people, equipment, and materials enter and exit three gates on the site. It wasn't a prestigious assignment, but a necessary one. The senior techs took turns manning the gates. Now, you had to be an experienced senior tech to do this because sometimes you had to verify that material leaving the site was not contaminated or that it was sealed properly and below legal limits. I liked doing it because I got to interact with a lot of people. I put my heart into the job and did a bunch of extra stuff to make it fun for me and my coworkers who came in and out of the gates. I would give a curtain bow and a flourish to the operators of cranes and forklifts as they were coming in and out. I made a stern face stop sign, red one, and a smiling face go stop sign, a green one on the other side, that I would hold up, you know, when somebody was coming in or out of the gate. Our regular work week was from Monday to Thursday. It was 4 tens, 10-hour days. So Thursday afternoon was a happy time because then we had 3 days off. I would do something special each Thursday afternoon, like tie balloons to the gates or break out my ukulele and sing a funny song, and one time I blew bubbles. I mean, I did every week, I did something fun, and it kind of became a big hit, actually, for a while. Now, I didn't let these antics distract me from being diligent about my responsibilities. I never had any problem with that. But they were a way to add some flair to a routine job. Well, after a bit, my boss asked me if I wouldn't mind being the permanent gatekeeper, pretty much. I said, sure. I said, I would be delighted. Even though the assignment was considered menial to other senior techs, you know, you wanted to be in the real action inside the plant where there was high contamination and radiation, I enjoyed the position and gave it my all. I was still available for other assignments, and sometimes I would, or if I did overtime, I wouldn't do the gates. But mostly, I manned the gates. And I still look fondly back on the day, my gate days. They were fun. A lesson I learned many years ago is that no matter what you were doing, approach the task with an upbeat attitude and figure out ways to go beyond what's typical. Now, here's a question I ask myself whenever I get a new assignment, whether it's a consulting project, a keynote, or I'm a full-time safety position for a while, like I did at the plant in New Jersey. And I do this and I enjoy my work more when I ask this question and follow through, and it helps me go the extra mile. Here's the question. What can I do to create a fun, dependable, and memorable reputation? Safety and health pros have a wide range of responsibilities. Some of them can be mundane, like filling out reports. Others, like hosting safety meetings, are more exciting and give you opportunities to, quote, shine. But it's not selfish to want a superb reputation if your motive is to put in the work that will benefit others to get it, to get that reputation. Getting praises isn't the objective. Doing your best work is. Even when sending out reports, you can add something special that will make them more impactful and even fun. For example, I was hired to create a weekly flyer and report describing 5 positive things that happened at a plant I was working at. This was several years ago, but I still remember it. So does people there, because the flyers were mostly serious, and I would put 5 different things that happened. You know, this budget was less than expected, and we, you know, got this job done on time. But I always included a short humorous quote or story at the bottom. Well, recently I bumped into a retired coworker shopping who told me that that was something he looked forward to each week, the flyer and also particularly that something extra at the bottom. Another year is ending, and I find it to be a great time to reflect on what I've done this year, both in my personal and professional life. But more importantly, for me anyhow, is to consider ways I can do better and enjoy my work more and add a little something extra to my work. Well, why not make a list of your tasks at work, things that you do, and then look at each one and say, hey, what could I do to add some special features to it? If you do send out reports, let's say, why couldn't you add something to them to make them stand out? If you give morning briefings, could you include a quick contest now and again to add interest? I used to do that. For several years, I published an e-zine called Safety Stuff. I had thousands of subscribers. I think I did it for 17 years. Each issue included an idea from a subscriber that they had sent in to me on how they and their company had made their safety program more fun and enticing. The variety of ideas that I received was amazing. Whether it was inspections, meetings, campaigns, and even reports, it was uplifting to realize that so many people were making the effort to increase the impact of their work, even if it wasn't glamorous. I'm sure you can do the same.